Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you. Brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. It's December 30th. You know where you need to stop. Water, wine coolers, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. And, of course, the pickle bar is second to none. You can't have enough of the dills or the barrels at your New Year's Eve party. Sean Carey is here in the Sunbury Motor Studio with me today.
Surprise, surprise.
Showed up out of nowhere. So
figured we'd hang out together for a bit. Thanks for letting me in. Figured we'd hang out for the final show of 2016.
Absolutely.
Before you leave on a jet plane in the morning.
Yes, we will be on a jet plane in the morning. we will be out of here. We have to meet, I think, at 5 a.m. And then from there, we go to Harrisburg and then fly out of Harrisburg. Derek Williams is going to meet us down there. He'll make the trip up from Baltimore. Jack's already out there. Bob Taylor will be making the trip. And then and Roger, I think, is already sitting on the plane because Roger gets nervous.
Well, he's Mr. Thorough. He has that special X number of hours window to make sure everything's in tip-top order for you and you and Jack.
Yeah, we'll get to you about that. Yeah, yeah. We laugh about this stuff all the time. I mean, we really do. Like, time to get into the game, Raj. 3 a.m. we were in Indianapolis, so they have to pack up. Now, remember, we're not flying back till Sunday from Indianapolis. Okay, so the game's over.
All right.
We got to get going. The buses are going to leave without us. I said, Roger, we're 4 blocks from the hotel. I mean, it's all right. So, like, just be cool. I drive him nuts. You know I drive him nuts because he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's all good. We're good. Yeah, don't worry about it. Everything's great.
So far, I haven't gone down that road with you this year. You haven't driven me nuts. So that's good.
By the way, yes, and I did get a text from the suit.
Oh, you did?
He wants a Rose Bowl program. So I'm sure I can come up with, like,
when you're leaving the stadium, you find one flying around.
Some sort of PowerPoint. That was something like that.
Excuse me.
So we have Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, on today to talk about the game and get into some of the elements that we've seen in college football. One of them is being played out right now because Christian McCaffrey is not playing for Stanford today. But you know what's interesting about that? Is that Stanford's quarterback, Christ, looked like he blew out his knee in the game. So Christian McCaffrey sitting there saying, ha, told you. No. I mean, guys have to make their own decisions as to what they want to do. I understand that. I mean, I know what my decision would be. I mean, I know what my decision would be, but I, you know, and even though I know what my decision is, I can respect that somebody else has to make a different decision. That I can respect. I mean, that's how I look at it.
I'm hearing more and more people this week say that they're in favor of what he's doing.
Well, like I said, I can understand why. I mean, long term, I just know how I would react. Okay? Now, that part I know. I know how I would be. And I can only account for how I would be. I would play. That's me. But again, those are decisions that you have to make based on your own personal feelings about it. Now, McCaffrey's sitting there, and of course, the quarterback didn't, I mean, he eventually got hit. Okay, he eventually got hit on the play. But he blew the knee out before he got hit. And that was, I mean, that's tough to see. I mean, that's tough to see. Now, when something like that happens, because, I mean, this kid had kind of turned them around a little bit.
Now, how long was he waiting in the wings before Kevin Hogan graduated? Was he there a couple years?
No, he's a redshirt freshman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was already, but he took over midseason. And I, you know, you feel awful about it. You do. I mean, you do feel awful about it. So, it's something you don't want to see anytime when something like that happens. But then again, it's in some ways you don't want to see it happen to somebody else, but in some ways it validates the decision made by Christian McCaffrey. It's his own teammate, for goodness sakes. It's his own teammate. And the fact that it happened to his own teammate, that's what makes it awfully tough. That's what makes it awfully tough that, because it's the last thing, obviously, he wanted to see.
Yeah, Cardinal up 10-7 early second quarter.
Yeah, they're still winning the game. Yeah. Then there's a kid like Mitch Trubisky, who's quarterback in North Carolina. And here's a guy that, he has in his 1 year as the starting quarterback, he's got all the tools they're looking for.
We brought him up quite a bit on our Friday pick segment, quite a bit.
We did. He did make the cut. And, yes, my brother is going to join us on the show today. What a way to ring out the year. We'll give him one last chance to take 8, 9, 10 shots at me before it's all over and done. But I sense the audience loves that part. You know, I was like, we love when your brother kills you.
Although in the bull picks, he and the suit are going back and forth.
What that shows me is that, like, how many different shows do you do a day?
Me?
Yeah.
Let's see. Including now with you, four a day.
So you do four shows a day?
Yes.
I've got football, basketball, TV shows, this show, things like that. The suit sort of sells stuff and then... like, and then does bowl research on the side, or is he doing bowl research first and then sort of selling on the side?
Depends when you get to that end of the building if the door is closed or not.
Oh, no, that is the George Costanza move. And believe me, the suit is Costanza. Take my word, okay? The suit is Costanza, right? The door is closed. Something must be going on in there. Yeah, okay. Hey, something must be going on.
Oh, speaking of the suit, just got a text from him. Really? Pot shots at the leader? Well, it's, when you're on top.
Excuse me, you wanted to ascend to the top of the mountain. There's responsibility that comes with it. I mean, my goodness.
And you wanted to come back on the show and defend your crown.
Yeah, I mean, there you are. Out there just, top of the mountain. Well, for those of us in the caboose, but actually, are working and not taking time out from the movies to go over and research college bowl games. That's not fair.
Yeah. I can't see you two from this high up. Oh, okay. I see where you're coming from now.
I have several retorts all of them accurate and good. None of them I will use. which in its own way sends its own message.
In this business, silence is deadly.
So we'll just pop le suit. That's kind of like the French version for suit. On ignore. But he's winning, right?
Let's see. For the bowl picks, let's see. He went 3-0 yesterday. He's now 18-9. Yeah. Your brother 15-12.
Ooh.
I am 14-13, and you are 13-14.
I'm still below the Mendoza line.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have no idea outside of one game what I picked.
Well, I've been kind of breaking it down day by day. But yeah, you went 3-3 yesterday. So did Kevin.
Oh, so I got myself back in the ball game.
You did.
Oh, great.
You did. Your brother went 1-2 yesterday. You went 3-0.
I had to go 3-0 yesterday to get back one game under 500. What does that tell you? How pathetic that is.
Well, how ironic it is. I mean, I'm only one game ahead of you in the bowl picks, and in our pro picks, I'm 80-49. You're 79-50.
Okay.
So we're right there.
So now you're Roger. Okay.
Yeah.
You're running this thing.
Yeah.
Right. Which one of the four do you hire to do your show? Do I hire the people that know what they're talking about? Or do I go with that guy? Roger picked the guy that right now is dead last.
Or you carve your own niche and go against the grain and dive into digital media.
I'm not doing that. I can tell you that right now. That is not happening. Coming up, Frank Podani, York Daily Record, my brother. Sean's in the Sunbury Motor Studio today. We are brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Our New Year's Eve party has already started here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. To browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. Half hour of the show today. Because we've already picked the bowl games. We picked every one of them. And Sean can attest to the fact that I was watching a game when he came in.
You were.
So, here you go.
That was a great one last night with Arkansas and A&M.
I know, I needed that one.
You did.
That was terrific. Great game. Great game.
Just amazing how the Razorbacks in the second half just hardly is.
Look,
stay in the locker room.
Look, here's the bottom line, okay, when it comes to that, right, quite simply. Arkansas has ripped me off every step of the way all season.
They have.
And I was not
mm-mm.
going to have them burn me one more time. I was not going to have them burn me one more time. So.
Yes. Brother Kevin was the only one that picked them last night.
Ah, yeah, of course. Gone. He did that deliberately. So,
well, Colorado was that way for me. I picked them to beat Washington earlier in the month.
Colorado, I don't like. Now, early in the year, I liked them, okay? Because I saw them against Michigan, but they were healthy then, okay? Since that point.
Well, as soon as the quarterback went down last night, it's like, yeah, this isn't looking
good. Well, yeah, but even when he was in the game, they were not, okay? They were not doing well. And that's just, again, I'm not, their defense is all right, but remember, Jim Leavitt, their defensive coordinator, left. the former South Florida coach.
Went to Oregon,
to take the Oregon job to join the other former South Florida coach. Then I'm watching South Carolina. Okay, somebody explain to me why Will Muschamp keeps getting jobs. Can somebody explain that to me? I mean, every time I turn around, he has a new job. He's the South Carolina head coach. Like, he's the solution everywhere. I'm thinking, I don't see any solutions anywhere. Wasn't the solution in Texas, Florida, Auburn, now it's South Carolina.
Well, how long did it take for them to hire him when Spurrier announced
it? He was gone almost right away.
Yeah.
Like, holy mackerel. Who does he know? He knows somebody. But I've had some people say to me, oh, these games have been lousy. I've enjoyed them, despite the fact that I don't pick any of them right. I never pick any of them right. Thanks for what's going on here. So, the weather, how was the weather for you coming down here, by the way?
Halfway down from Lock Haven, I got a little quick 5-minute burst of snow. Other than that, it was kind of rather cloudy.
Oh, okay.
But quite windy.
Oh, yeah. No, it is quite windy. So,
but not too bad.
Yeah.
No complaints.
Okay. Not bad at all. Not bad. So, looking at my flight status, like, what? Forget that. Not going, not. All I want to do is just print the darn thing. Early bird check-in. Automatic check-in before our traditional 24 hours is only $15 one way. I'm not doing that. I'll do that after the bowl game. What the heck with that? I've got a... Did you hear my promo for Tuesday?
I did not. Can't wait.
Oh, I can tell you right now what I said.
Okay.
Most people fly from Detroit to Los Angeles and never come back. I said, and then there's me. I flew from Los Angeles to Detroit. Why?
Although it's going to be rather windy and kind of chilly and for game time on
Monday.
Oh, please.
There's going to be sunshine, San Gabriel's, what the heck, 50-something degrees. I'll be wearing this. Okay? What the heck? I'm going to be wearing a pullover, for goodness sakes, over a golf shirt.
Yeah.
It's going to be no issue whatsoever. Do not put down where I'm going.
Well, no way. Well, it's that automatic California stereotype and sunny in 72.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's always been nice every time I've been there. Now, it's been raining there, and it's supposed to rain there tomorrow. That I do know. But it's not supposed to rain on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Now, Tuesday, I'm there a whopping 5 hours. All right, next half hour. We'll talk about the big weekend coming up. We'll break down the Rose Bowl for you, Frank Bodani, in the third half hour. And the final half hour will belong to Sean, my brother, and moi, as we pick games one more time. Great to have you with us here on the show today. Sean's in the Sunbury Motor Studio. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The 49-yard line, far hash, attacking the end zone to our right, 8 seconds to go. Bunch set near side. Guy went to the far side. Back goes McSorley. Pressure. Steps away. Has to deliver. He's hit as he throws it downfield to the end zone. It's going to be boxed around and knocked away and incomplete on the final play of the game. And Georgia survives and wins the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Big blitz.
Back he goes. Steps up. Long and deep. Near side. Looking for Charles. Picked off in the end zone by Willis of Pitt.
I just got done telling the team how I was proud of them from their effort, their resiliency, their heart. But, you know, again, we're never going to be satisfied until we can find a way to win.
Back to work next week. Thanks so much, Coach.
Yes, sir.
We bring in Saquon Barkley.
One message that the coaches were selling to us this week was play for your family, play for your brothers.
It's Barkley, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Penn State. The Nittany Lions winning in overtime on Saquon Barkley's 25-yard run, and they blow off the bench into the end zone, and the Nittany Lions get a win they had to have.
It just showed that we have heart, that this team won't quit. We're young. We don't care. We won't quit. We're going to keep fighting no matter what. And just have that mindset. I really think we could have lots of success throughout the rest of the season.
Fourth and two. Pickram, the quarterback, takes it. Sweeping near side. Gets away from one. Down he goes. Marcus Allen on top.
The Lions defeat Maryland today 30-14.
But I still think we can play better. We keep having adversity and we keep fighting through.
Welcome to the mother of all whiteouts.
The whiteout is awesome. But at the end of the day, it's about execution. It's about going out and playing hard and playing smart for 60 minutes.
We'll give it to Samuel. First down, 30, 40. There he goes. Touchdown, Ohio State. Curtis Samuel scores from 74 yards out.
You know, adversity after adversity. These guys just keep fighting through it.
McSorley, play action. Rolls right. Looks. Tries to get to the edge. To the five. Far corner. Dies. He's got it. Touchdown, Penn State.
Already at his own 30-yard line. Johnson's kick goes left to right. Runs up. And it's
blocked. Hammer and Brown, the true freshman, blocked the punt.
Kick is up by Davis, and the kick by Tyler Davis is good, and the Nittany Lions cash in the block punt by Cam Brown to draw within four, 21-17. Durbin's long this year is 40. It's a 41-yard attempt. Farhash put down. Kick is up. It's blocked on the turn. Picked up by Haley. Haley to the 50, a 40, 40, 25, 20. Haley 10, 5, touchdown, Penn State. Marcus Allen blocked it, and Grant Haley takes it to the house. 107,208 believe the Nittany Lions have done it. They have knocked off second-ranked Ohio State in Beaver Stadium, 24-21, and this joint goes wild.
We weren't going to beat the number two team in the country by ourselves, and it was everybody. It was the Letterman, it was the fans, it was the players, it was the coaches, it was everybody. This community's been through a lot, so to see us be able to have this moment together, we took a big step in the healing process tonight.
We're joined now by Penn State quarterback Trace McSorley.
I love this team. The attitude that we have is incredible.
Iowa, 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 and Iowa, and Iowa.
41-14, the final.
And what was thought to be an impossibility in September is now a Thanksgiving weekend reality. The Nittany Lion football team is going to the Big Ten championship game. They are the Eastern Division champions.
Fans, let's hear it for Coach James Franklin. This is just the beginning. The senior class that will be remembered forever in Penn State, Von Walker.
I'm going to ask one more thing for you guys to book a flight and get your tickets because we're going to Indianapolis. We are.
It's hunt right side and buried. It's close. It's all spot. I don't know if he got it. It's over. They brought back the fun. They brought back the excitement. And now they brought back a Big Ten championship.
We just won the toughest conference in college football. There is nothing like our Penn State fans, alumni, and Letterman. You are the best.
The Penn State Nittany Lions are Big Ten champions.
PJ Mullen at Penn State put that together in Penn State marketing, and a look back at 2016, starting with January 2nd, 2016, up to December 30th, 2016. He started it at the Tax Slayer Bowl, and he brought it all the way around full circle to today. And that's where they are. Nine consecutive wins. It was a day for James Franklin where he met with the media. And in meeting with the media today, half the questions dealt with dealing with sanctions. That doesn't surprise me because, again, you have a bunch of people there that have not had a chance to talk to him about any of this to this point. And it's probably was it, I don't know if it was the same for Clay Helton or not, because obviously out on the coast they cover him all the time. And now the national guys probably asked a lot of questions about sanctions, but this was the time they really had a chance to really talk to him about that, and he talked about the difficulties of it. And the difficulties of it obviously are extensive, and I've tried to go over this so many times on this show. I'll do it one more time. I'll do it quickly. Maybe at some point I'll get into it in more depth, but you want to keep things in the present, and now you're looking forward to what has a chance to be a great future here for Penn State. But when you look at where they were 4.5 years ago, and it does not take a genius to know it was unjust. But when you look at the fact that 13 players left because the NCAA did something unprecedented, they allowed them to transfer without sitting out a year. Obviously, Silas Reb was one. He did go to USC. Tyree Fort went to Cal. Anthony Farrow went to Texas. I mean, Buckley went to NC State. You keep going on the list of guys that left. There were 13 guys that ended up leaving. Bill O'Brien had to re-recruit his entire football team. And they brought in the Letterman, the 400 Letterman that came in to try and promote some sort of unity of past and, at that point, present. And Michael Motti and Michael Zordich sitting down with the yellow pad in Craig Fitzgerald's office going through, okay, who's going to leave, who's going to go, who's going to leave, who's going to go. And they started going through who might go. And the list of guys of who might go kept growing and growing and growing. So that's when they realized that they had to go out and say something and try and draw a line in the sand, which is what they did. It was after they went through the list and thought, uh-oh, we got problems here. I'll give you a good example. Mike Hall was going. He was gone. Until Motti got on the phone, talked long and hard with Mike, and Hall literally, on the highway, turned around, drove back. Okay? That's just an example. It was an us-against-the-world mentality in Beaver Stadium every game, culminating with that game against Wisconsin on Senior Day in 2012. 13, Christian Hackenberg comes in. There's some semblance of excitement as to what the future could bring. Give Christian Hackenberg and Adam Bredeman a ton of credit. They kept that entire recruiting class together when everybody was trying to get them to leave. And believe me, this place was loaded with college recruiters all over the place. Right after this whole thing happened, college recruiters everywhere. I mean, Illinois, the thing about Illinois, yeah, they sent six people here. Six. Bill O'Brien left to go do an interview at ESPN. In July 2012, six guys, Illinois, outside the building. Players went to the weight room. You want to know why they went to the weight room? It was sanctuary. Then there was Christian Hackenberg. You know, he hadn't signed yet. He had not signed. And he maintained that he was going to stay. Kept that recruiting class together and gave Penn State a puncher's chance in a lot of games. Because of his ability. Did it always work out for him? No. Should he get a lot of credit for sticking to his commitment and hanging in there the way he did? Absolutely. Then Bill O'Brien decides to leave. He gets the job with the Houston Texans. I think, as everyone knows, that when the discussion came up with Jack Ham and me about coaches, we both said you should take a long look at James Franklin. We had our reasons. I'd never met him. So this is a person that I had no personal, zero, had never been in the same room with him before. But from the outside looking in, I love the body of work, And I loved he was at an academic institution, Vanderbilt, and winning at an academic institution like Vanderbilt. That's what drew me to really lock in on him early. We have nothing to do with the decisions that are made, but if you're asked, you offer an opinion. How about that? Fair enough? If you're asked, you're offered a, you offer an opinion. So he takes over. Bill O'Brien told me repeatedly the 2 years that worried him the most were 14 and 15. The 2 years that worried him the most were 14 and 15. Because that would be the bottoming out. So now James Franklin goes into 14. He's got 64 scholarship. I think it was, the number was 64. It was not 65. It was 64, I believe. He decides to do something which I thought was so smart right off the top. And I told him this. I told him this on a couple different occasions. He decided he's going to redshirt most of the guys and think long term. He's going to act as if he had 85 scholarship guys. They get that big win over Central Florida in Dublin to get going. They then hit a rut once they hit the Big Ten. They get a couple of wins in November over Indiana and Temple. That gets them to a bowl game. And remember, Penn State had just gotten the bowl game back. Keep in mind, this year was supposed to be the first year of Penn State's bowl eligibility. Now. Okay? The NCAA has never had any givebacks before. What does that tell you why they gave back? Because somebody on some floor there realized that they were dead wrong. So they did it. That's what's made the USC people so mad. They had no givebacks. Well, there's a reason you didn't need givebacks. So Penn State gets in, they win the Pinstripe Bowl. That was huge for the confidence of everybody surrounding the program. Last year, obviously, you know, they got off to the 7-2, you know, the 7-3 start, whatever, then they lose down the stretch. That really kind of put everybody into a bad place. Bowl game was tough, but then Trace kind of showed us something in the second half. They played last year with 75 scholarship guys. So after being 21 under everybody else in 14, they were, actually it was 73, and then what they did was they gave scholarships to some walk-ons to get to 77. So you're 12 under last year of recruited scholarship guys. Now you finally get, and the other part too is, remember, the math was you could never get yourself back to 85 this year. Okay, the math kept you from getting there. You couldn't get there physically. Oh, you can go to 85. Well, I'd have to take 35 scholarships to get there. You're only allowed 25. So depth hurt, but again, he did the same thing last year. Smart, insightful, big picture, redshirted a lot of people with the idea long-term the program would be better. Now, short-term, you could maybe steal a game or two, like the Northwestern game or the year before the Maryland game. You can maybe steal a game like that. It is no coincidence that James Franklin has already coached 17 games here, decided by 7 points or less. A lot of people don't realize that. Penn State's now 10-7 in those games. And they kept it close in a lot of those games the first 2 years, but didn't quite have enough, especially in special teams, to crawl over the top and swing a possession that could win you the game. That's where the issue came in with depth and the kicking game. They were short on offensive linemen. They were short on linebackers. They were short in special teams. The other parts of the, they're in good shape, other parts, running back, wideouts, quarterback, defensive line, secondary, you know, they were getting there in those areas. But linebackers, offensive line, special teams, it's just, you can't make up for it. And something that Lane Kiffin talked about being on sanctions at USC, he said, look, we can't recruit any kickers. He told them straight out, we can't do it. Well, it's the same story was here. Finally, he gets back to a full boat. Gilligan was a big recruit to sign. Now he's got Davis, he's got Barbier as well. But Davis walked on, has been terrific for them. And you can now see across the board what depth has meant to getting them back to this point. They lost 7 linebackers, survived it because of depth. They lost 3 offensive tackles that were all starters. enough depth to survive that one as well. And that has been part of the road back of rebuilding the depth, but also redshirting in a way where I could throw you out there maybe a little bit before you're ready, maybe wreck your confidence, but it might help me steal a game. He wouldn't do that. And he didn't deviate from the plan. That's the biggest part. He never deviated from the plan. Many people would be tempted to deviate from the plan. Oh, man, we need to win some games here. And believe me, you don't think he ever looked at me and said, look, we got to start winning some games. I mean, he said that to me many times. And I said, look, I understand that. I said, but I also know where you are right now, too, and I also know what the challenges are. I mean, I'm out there. I see it every day. I see, okay, here's one guy. He can play. I see the next guy. I see the drop-off. Now, am I going to get into who these people are? No, that's not fair to the kids. But I've been to a couple practices, so I may not be an expert, but I can see certain things. Well, this year, they go out there. There's no drop-off from one guy to the next. I mean, you're going to see this in the game. I mean, Manny Bowen can't play. Cole Farmer can play. Cy Blacknell won't be able to play. DeAndre Tompkins can play. Irvin Charles can play. So, by the way, Brendan Mann, Andrew Nelson, both have confirmed they're coming back next year. So you add them in with Gesicki and Kabinda. So those four have all said they're coming back next year. Sean says he's back next year, too. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Able to hear life's enjoyable moments is a wonderful thing, but if your hearing is not like it used to be, visit the Northumberland Hearing Center. Ask them about the new Siemens Primax technology. Plus, call 570-473-1200 to set up your appointment for a no-charge hearing evaluation. That's 570-473-1200. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee at the Northumberland Hearing Center. Also learn more at northumberlandhearingcenter.com. Northumberland Hearing Center. Quality, service, integrity.
Are you planning to build, remodel, or simply update your kitchen? One of the most important decisions you will make is selecting new appliances. You should make those selections as early as possible. Hi, it's Bart from Peters Home Appliance Center. When it comes to making those tough appliance choices, Peters is here to help. Whether you're simply replacing that worn-out refrigerator or you need a complete suite of new appliances, Peters recommends General Electric. Our family has been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 50 years. When it comes to innovation and energy efficiency, GE is a top manufacturer, and Peters is proud to sell General Electric. From washers and dryers to ranges and refrigerators, dishwashers and microwave ovens, Peters and GE has you covered. So why not let the appliance experts help you plan your next appliance purchase? And remember, at Peters, we service what we sell. From our family to yours, best wishes for your home project. Peters Home Appliance Center in Sunbury.
Thanks for calling Lenape. How can I help you?
So I heard you guys just don't do solar anymore.
Been true for a while.
So what do you guys do?
Lenape has three different divisions: heating and cooling, solar, and electrical services.
So let's say I need new lights for my business.
Got you covered.
Generate my own electricity.
We're your experts.
Change out my HVAC system.
Smart move, and we can do that.
What if I just want to upgrade my home's panel box or add a receptacle somewhere?
We have master electricians on staff. We can handle it.
So you guys can pretty much do anything.
Well, we can't fly.
What's that noise?
Just our drone pilot. Lenape, your solar, HVAC, and electrical professionals. 570-286-1496.
Hoover Tractor presents another great auction. They're accepting quality consignments through December 29th. December 31st, they'll host breakfast at 7 a.m. Then the auction begins at 8. See skid loaders, tractors, lawn and garden items, new equipment, and so much more. Email info at fraleyauction.com or call 570-966-3821. Their year-end parts sale sprayer clinic and cash sale days are coming, too. Check their website for more. Hoover Tractor, Old Turnpike Road in Mifflinburg's auction is coming. Don't miss it. Being able to hear life's enjoyable moments is a wonderful thing. But if your hearing is not like it used to be, visit the Northumberland Hearing Center. Ask them about the new Siemens Primax technology. Plus, call 570-473-1200 to set up your appointment for a no-charge hearing evaluation. That's 570-473-1200. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee at the Northumberland Hearing Center. Also learn more at northumberlandhearingcenter.com. Northumberland Hearing Center. Quality, service, integrity.
Penn State basketball's on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It was Wright Garner. Backdoor Stevens, slam dunk, great pass by Shep, 72-63. And now the Nittany Lions have hit their rhythm.
Penn State basketball is sponsored by W&L Subaru, Blooms Repair, Mifflinburg Auto Sales, Blue Skies Wealth Advisors, Murray Motor Chevrolet. Listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK for Penn State basketball games. You can check out the full schedule at WKOK.com. Great to have you with us. Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, final half hour. Sean Carey here in the Sunbury Motors studio. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet today, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. He's just been taking notes the entire time. Let's see. Host bad. Rather succinct.
Come on.
Evaluation.
No
there.
Way.
Host bad.
No.
Picks worse. But because of Georgia, I am now back to 500. I am now at the Mendoza.
You're now getting some air.
I don't know about that. Let's see. Who did I pick in the Stanford-North Carolina game? I assume it's Stanford, I think, right?
Yes, you have Stanford. Your brother was the only one that chose North Carolina.
Well, hold on here a second. Let's just see how we're doing. It was 10-7 Stanford last I looked. And Stanford is winning 13-7 at halftime. Go, Cardinal, go. I'm big on the tree. Let's do an NCAA tournament one night. Game in Providence, and the tree got into a fight with the other mascot.
A fryer and a tree.
Well, no. It was, no, they weren't playing Providence.
Oh, they weren't. Okay.
The game was in Providence.
Oh, okay.
At the Dunkin' Donuts Center. Right? The tree gets into a fight, and we're like, oh, holy cow. I feel like Jack Buck in that playoff game. I can't believe what I just saw.
If it would have been a fryer in a tree, you would have said that.
Unbelievable. Is the tree in a fight? The tree's in a fight. With the other team's mascot. I can't remember who they were playing. I don't know if they were playing Monmouth or somebody. I don't know what the heck it was. It was like they're battling out there. Like okay. Hey, this isn't great. Ronda Rousey fights tonight. Okay, I guess I covered that.
I won't be watching.
No?
No.
The suit's got money on it.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Oh.
Question is, will this be her last fight? She's done zero publicity leading up to this bout. Because she just needs to keep her, you know, stay focused on tonight, what she has to do.
Stay focused?
Yeah.
On what?
I'm trying to win the bout.
I mean, she's got a movie career. It would stay focused on
that's what I thought too.